Sorry, I was just thinking of what you said in the car earlier. When we were driving up here, you were like, "How are we gonna charge our phones?" Like, and you. I'm sorry. It's like you, you just didn't realize what camping was, I think. Oh, stop. I'm not making fun of you. Actually, I am, but you love it. Of course you love it. Look at you. On, isn't this great? In this tent. We're like sleeping outside. There's beautiful crickets and birds and maybe bears. I don't know. Like, you look like you're loving this. I'm being absolutely 100% sarcastic. You look like you want to kill me. Oh my God, please. I made you such a good meal over the fire. Oh no, I didn't. Then why'd you eat all of it, huh? You ate your full plate, and I don't know, you seemed like you were enjoying it, so. I think you actually kind of secretly like camping, and you're just like trying to be annoying right now. Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. Well, one mistake I will admit is that I definitely thought this tent was a lot bigger than it actually is. Okay, what? I haven't used it since I was like 14 or something. I had to go ask my dad to like pull it out of the garage. Well, yeah, I was smaller then, so I don't know. It was bigger in my mind. Come on, you're not gonna complain about having to snuggle up with your best friend, right? Yeah, it is cold. Probably should have brought that extra blanket, but it's all good. Worst case scenario, we can, cuddle for body warmth. Body heat, whatever. I would absolutely be the little spoon. No, you wouldn't be the. No, what? Why would you be the little spoon? You're. No. I just have a little spoon personality. Seriously, like, can you imagine me, like, spooning you? I'm smaller than you. It doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't. There's actually a word for it, you know? When a taller person is spooning someone shorter than them, like, that's normal, you know? But when it's the other way around, it's called a jetpack. Yes, I'm serious. You haven't heard this? Yes, it's called a jetpack. I would be your jetpack if I were to be the big spoon cuddling you. Just shut up. Shut up. Oh my God. Just go to sleep. You can't go to sleep because the coyote's off in the distance. Yeah, I know. It's kind of concerning, huh? Well, I have a pocket knife. So, worst case, I can defend us with that. You want me to shut up and actually let you go to sleep? Good, because I'm really not tired. Are you tired? No. Are you doing okay? Yeah, I mean, I know. The breakup wasn't that long ago, and I was hoping this would, get your mind off things and help you relax a little, you know. A little camping trip with your best friend. Good. I'm glad it's working, but I can tell you're still feeling kind of meh. Yeah. You know, actually, I am feeling pretty cold, I think. All jokes aside, do you think I could, could I cuddle with you? It's just, I didn't bring an extra sweater. I totally forgot. Otherwise, I would just, like, put a sweater on, but you don't mind? Okay, I'm coming over. how do you want to do this? Yeah, you like to sleep on your back, huh? Okay, well, maybe I can just like lay my head on your shoulder, you could put that arm up and you could put it around me. Yeah, around my shoulders. I could put my head kind of on your chest. Is this comfy? Is this okay? Are you sure it's okay if it's weird or anything for you? No, it's not weird for me. No, I like cuddling. I like being close to my friends. Yes, you know, I'm the touchy one in this friendship, so I like it. And you're snuggly. Yeah, you feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you're still not feeling great after the breakup. But listen, you know, she sucks. Yeah, she really sucks. Yeah. Good riddance, you know? I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I really did not like her. I don't know, she and I never really got along. Honestly, I kind of feel like she might have been a little jealous of me. To be completely honest. Yeah, like, you know, you and I have like a special bond, you know? We always have. We've known each other for so long, and I don't know, I could just tell she was always kind of like skeeved out by me, like whenever we would hang out. Yeah, like she felt like, I don't know if she was jealous or something, but she seemed like she didn't like when I was around. Wait, really? She told you that? She said she didn't like when I was around. She said she was jealous. Are you serious? Okay, so I was totally right.
Nice.
Wow. Well, then, yeah, seriously, good riddance. I mean, that's so stupid. You know, if your partner is jealous of your friends, I mean, that doesn't make any sense, I think. Oh yeah, I know. Of course, I didn't want you to be broken up with, but I think it's good that you're not in a relationship with her anymore. Well, I just mean, like, she could have treated you so much better, you know, and shit, I would have treated you so much better if you were mine, if you were my partner. What, you want me to give examples? I don't know, I wouldn't get jealous of your friends, first of all. I would encourage you to hang out with your friends and not try to take you away from them. I would, you know, give you, like, gifts and stuff all the time, and I would treat you really well, you know? I would treat you how you deserve to be treated, which I think is, you know, you deserve to have a loving partner that wants you and wants to be around you all the time, and who laughs at you and your jokes, and who...
What?
Stop, shut up. I'm just saying that you deserve someone who's going to treat you with respect and love at all times. Yeah. Listen. No, never mind. Sorry. No, nothing. No. I just thought of something, but just forget it. No, I said forget it. Seriously, forget it. Oh my god, you're so annoying. I just remember that I had a crush on you when I first met you, that's all. Yes, like a million years ago. Did I get over it? Yeah, I got over it. I got over it like 5 seconds after it started. I'm not lying. Are you... Oh my god. Are you serious? You think I'm lying right now? It's so dark. How can you even see my face? You can't. You can tell by my voice? You're... No. No, shut up. Shut up. I'm not flustered. I'm not anything. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. The coyotes can have you. What are you doing? You're turning over? Why? So you can face me? You wanna know what I meant? You wanna know what I was gonna say? Maybe we should, like, talk about this in the morning, you know? We can wake up and make breakfast over the fire and... Okay. I brought you out here because I wanted to, you know, I want to help you feel better after this breakup. I know it's been really hurting you. But also because I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to try something. I wanted to try kissing you. What just happened? No, sorry. You know, I get giggly when I get nervous. Yeah, I'm fucking nervous. Yes, I'm nervous. Are you kidding? I just kissed my best friend. Yeah, I'm kind of freaking out right now, aren't you? My heart is beating so fast. Was that okay? Should we not have done that? No, you're right. No, I don't regret it, not at all. I would really like to do it again. But maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should talk about this. Talk about, like, what just happened? No, obviously, yes, I just kissed you, but what, what does it mean? What does it mean for us? Or how do you feel about me? You are such a... Oh my god. You are a person of very little words, and sometimes it's very annoying. Can you elaborate, please? You liked it. Okay. That's something. I really liked it, too. You want to do more of it. You want to kiss more. Yeah, I already established. Yes, I do too. I don't want to rush into anything and ruin, like, I already told you, you and I have something so special. Like, this friendship is like nothing I've ever had before, and God, you're the most important person in my life. And it really scares me thinking about, you know, what if taking it to the next level, like, what if that messes it up? Like, what if we, I don't know, what if something happens and we're not friends anymore? No, that's like, that's the last thing I want. That's why I'm like, I'm freaking out about this. I don't know if I should even risk kissing you again, because what if it just starts this chain reaction of things, and then what if we just can't? Yeah, no, you're right. I should relax. God, this tent is so small. Well, at least I got the other parts of camping, you know, done pretty well. Yes, I did. I started the fire. I set the tent up. You know how hard that is? Yeah, you did not help at all. You just, like, sat there in the camp chair, like, watching out for bears. Like, there's not even bears in this part of the... Whatever. You. Stop. 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 You know I'm ticklish there. No. Okay. I'm gonna stop freaking out. Okay. So, I have an idea. Clearly, there is, you know, some attraction between the two of us, right? Am I right? Yeah? Okay, good. It's not just me. Okay. But, look, since our friendship is so important to me, and I know it's important to you, maybe we should, test out, you know, if we'd even be a good couple. Because, like, I think we would be a great couple. But sometimes, you know, you have to try that out before you can, you know, make an assessment. So, we're all alone out here, right? We've got privacy. Except for the coyotes that might kill us, of course, but whatever. And, I think we should put it to the test. You know, make sure we have, chemistry. you get what I'm saying? Yeah? Okay. So, Let's give it a go.